So apparently, product managers are now building entire app prototypes without writing a single line of code, using something called vibe coding. And companies are actually shipping this stuff. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's a new workflow sweeping through product teams called vibe coding that's fundamentally changing how products get built. Coined in early 2025, it's essentially product managers and designers using AI to generate functional code directly from natural language prompts. No coding required, no Figma required, just vibes. Here's where it gets interesting. According to reports, this isn't just some fringe experiment. Carnegie Mellon University has actually started requiring students in product management programs to submit vibe-coded prototypes as part of their coursework. Think about that. One of the top technical universities in the country is now teaching future PMs to build software by essentially having a conversation with AI. And I'm not talking about wireframes here. These are interactive dashboards, functional UIs, things that traditionally would have taken a team of engineers weeks to build. Now being created in minutes by people who might not know JavaScript from Java Coffee. And honestly, I think this is one of those moments where we're seeing the job market shift right in front of our eyes. The line between technical and non-technical roles is blurring faster than anyone predicted. But there's a catch, and it's a big one. But here's the thing, while everyone's getting excited about product managers suddenly becoming pseudo-developers overnight, there's a growing chorus of skepticism about what happens after the prototype. The critics have a point. According to several sources, these vibe-coded prototypes often come with serious quality issues, technical debt, and the kind of code that makes senior engineers wake up in cold sweats. One product leader described spending hours or days fixing what the AI generated in minutes. It's like getting a beautiful cake that looks perfect on the outside but is completely raw in the middle. There's also this existential question floating around. If PMs are spending all this time playing with AI coding tools, who's actually doing the product work? A product strategist named Bryce York raised this exact concern. When PMs get sucked into the addictive loop of tweaking prompts and regenerating code, core product thinking can take a back seat. The most successful teams seem to be establishing clear guardrails. Code reviews, ownership boundaries, and understanding when to hand things off to actual engineers. Because, as one report put it, the immaculate vibe of a quick prototype doesn't mean much if it collapses under real-world conditions. Quick hits before we go. Despite all the buzz, there don't seem to be any major VC-backed startups exclusively focused on vibe coding yet. It's mostly enabled by general AI coding tools like Cursor and Replit AI. The big players like OpenAI and Anthropic are powering this revolution through their APIs, but haven't created dedicated vibe coding products. And surprisingly, there haven't been any major acquisitions in this space from the tech giants yet. That's your blend for today. We're watching a fascinating shift where the tools of creation are being democratized in real time. The question isn't whether non-engineers will be building more software than that ship has sailed. The real question is whether we'll develop the right processes to harness this power without creating a mountain of technical debt that future engineers will curse us for. I'll see you tomorrow.